to Washington, D.C., and Linda Kenyon.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Good morning.
What are we learning from Jack Smith's special counsel report that was just released?
Well, we're learning that President-elect Donald Trump is not pleased that it was released at all, and he had a few choice words for Jack Smith. But the former special counsel did release his final report on the election interference case, and it states that the Justice Department did have enough evidence sufficient to convict Trump in a trial had his 2024 election victory not happened. In other words, the fact that he is now president-elect and is soon to be president, it was impossible for the prosecution to continue. And had the prosecution continued, the Supreme Court already ruled that you cannot convict a sitting president. So President-elect Donald Trump will be a sitting president on January 20th. So they had to stop the case. But again, Trump said that in both the election interference case and, by the way, the separate case that Jack Smith was involved with as the special counsel, the classified documents case, Trump said that Jack Smith was, and I'm going to quote, a deranged person. He said he was unable to successfully prosecute the political opponent of his boss, Crooked Joe Biden. This is all a quote. So he ends up writing yet another report based on information that the Unselect Committee of Political Hacks and Thugs illegally destroyed and deleted because it showed how totally innocent I was and how completely guilty, this is all one sentence, Nancy Pelosi and others were. And that's the end of the one sentence. Then he goes on to say Jack is a lame brain prosecutor who was unable to get his case tried before the election, which I won in a landslide and then in all caps. The voters have spoken. 3 exclamation points.
I haven't used the term lame brain since I was in junior high.
Yeah, I thought that's been a while.
I'm sorry. I don't mean disrespect to the president-elect, but come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, it is what we have come to expect. The tweets, the run-on sentences, the poor grammar, the all caps as if he's shouting at you, always blaming other people, in this case Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, how
and
did
Joe
she get
Biden.
In the mix?
I don't know, but he's always been taking aim at Nancy Pelosi. Yeah. So
One of the things I was thinking about this when I heard that statement earlier was, well, of course he couldn't bring it to trial. It was delayed by so many counterclaims and requesting judges to throw out or, you know, change venue or whatever. So
yeah, well, the Trump team did what they were hired to do, which was delay, delay, delay. And they did a good job on that. They used the system legally to delay until such time as the clock ran out. And that is the reason why there was no conviction before election. And now a conviction before after election is not possible due to that Supreme Court ruling.
I wonder how many voters would agree that voting for Donald Trump for president was also voting to say that he is innocent of anything like this, particularly when we saw what happened on national television.
Donald Trump will be the first convicted felon ever to enter the White House and become president of the United States. And that is the conviction from the hush money case, 34 criminal counts, happened when he was not president. That's why that case was, if you pardon the phrase, convictable, which is a made-up word, but you get the idea. And that was the only one that could be prosecuted to its fullest extent. That and the Georgia election interference case, which is still in the works, which will probably have to wait until Donald Trump is no longer president.
Well, that
because, again, the Supreme Court has said you can't convict a sitting president.
But that has been so poorly handled by the prosecution, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Connie Willis, what in the world was this woman thinking when she was moved into that role? And, you know, I'm sorry, but you can't, when you have a high-profile case like this, you can't be doing the things she was doing on the side.
Yeah, yeah. Now,
and she has asked to be put back on the case, by the way. So,
John brought up, were people voting I think maybe Hunter Biden and all of that publicity and the Biden crime family and all of that was a counterbalance in all of this. Sure. So they think, there's no options.
He does have a tendency to project what he's facing and accusing others of it. Therefore, for example, calling it the Biden crime family when they've been convicted of no crimes, but he has. Yeah. And the pardon of Hunter Biden in his tax case and gun case, those that has really angered Donald Trump because he says that that Hunter Biden is just a part, just a cog in the wheel, if you will, of the what he calls Biden crime family. Joe Biden has been convicted of no crimes. Joe Biden has been tried of no crimes. Joe Biden has been accused of no crimes, but it was a very effective talking point, and it worked very well for Donald Trump.
Let's move on to Pete Hegseth. Today is his day with destiny.
Yes, Pete Hegseth is the president-elect's choice to head the Department of Defense, and he faces the first of what may be 2 days of hearings in front of the Senate Armed Services Committee, which is the committee that is responsible for his confirmation hearing. The committee will then make a recommendation to the full Senate, which will then vote on whether to confirm or not confirm him for the Department of Defense. But there's a lot of controversy around this particular nomination. pardon me, pick. He's technically not nominated until Donald Trump is president of the United States, which is less than a week from now. But Hegseth is a former Army National Guard veteran, a former Fox News personality. He has criticized the Pentagon's adoption of what it calls social justice policies and of women serving in the military and combat roles in particular. He has reversed himself on that particular statement, but that has not allayed a lot of concerns of combat veterans. For example, Senator Joni Ernst, who is a Republican who served in combat roles in the military and is one of the senators, Republican senator, by the way, who is going to vote on whether to confirm him. And Senator Tammy Duckworth, a Democrat from Illinois who serves on that committee. She's a retired Army National Guard lieutenant colonel, and she was critically wounded in the war in Iraq when her helicopter was shot down. She was a helicopter pilot. So, some of the comments about Hegseth have been very, very critical.
Well, they talk about, all that stuff is all fine, but is the man qualified? And the question I would be asking if I were on that committee is, do you intend to attend the U.S. Army War College in Carlisle Barracks, Pennsylvania, so that you can learn at least as much as the generals who are going to be working for you know?
Yeah, it's really a very odd thing that he has. As Tammy Duckworth says, he has no experience in managerial experience other than leading maybe at the most a 40-man platoon, and he's completely unqualified to run the Department of Defense. He never had a high rank in the military, and normally a Defense Department secretary is somebody who has vast experience in the military, such as the current Defense Secretary, Secretary Austin, who's a retired general.
And that's my point here is that these people, when you go to war college, you learn how the intricacies of our national defense system, the overall national defense system, and how it all works together, and to have no clue how that works, I don't see how in the world the man can possibly serve as defense secretary if he has not been to the war college.
Well, that is one of the many, many problems surrounding this nominee. The other is allegations of sexual misconduct, allegations of a drinking problem, allegations of mismanagement, of financial mismanagement, or working with more than one veterans organizations. I will tell you that the detailed questions that will be in store for him, Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat from Massachusetts, is going to say point blank, how many times have you been accused of sexually harassing or sexually assaulting another individual? That's pretty biting.
Yeah. Ooh. Linda, I know you got to run. Thank you for drilling down for us this morning, and we do appreciate your great reporting.
Yeah, thanks, Linda.
Thank you.